And it's time for another Skagway PSA. Happy Friday, everybody. It is a lovely day today. I'm here with Cody Jennings, who is our tourism director, but she's also the PIO of the EOC. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. There's sunshine outside, and I'm loving that.
I'm loving it, too. I can't wait to get back in it, so we're going to do this quick. I wanted to clear up a couple of things. We throw these acronyms or whatever you want to call them out. What is the EOC? What does that mean, Cody?
So it is Skagway's Emergency Operations Center. So we would set this up anytime there's an emergency, involves a variety of folks here in town. They share different roles depending on what the emergency is.
Very good. And you are the PIO. So what does that stand for?
This is the Public Information Officer. So all the press releases you see, those are coming from me. We try to streamline our messaging so we keep it consistent and everybody's saying the sort of giving out the same message. And so there's very little confusion.
Yes. And so I am the mayor of Skagway, as you know, but I am actually not on the EOC. So which is why Cody and I come in here together as the PIO. Cody likes to relay the information that is happening with our Emergency Operations Center. And, you know, I'm pretty much the color guy in this scenario.
You do it well, Andrew. You do it well.
Thank you, Cody. So, Cody, what are the updates today from the EOC?
So we have had a few press releases in the last few days. The first one being that yesterday we mentioned that the Dahl Memorial Clinic recently received an Abbott ID Now portable testing instrument. And so what this allows them to do is to do some rapid testing for COVID-19. This is fantastic news for our clinic. However, I want to stress that this has not expanded our testing capabilities. It gives us an opportunity to get the answers quicker, but it is not as sensitive. So we still have some tests that have to go back to the state. So right now, we are able to get some of the test results quicker, but this just hasn't given us more testing at this time. But we are working diligently to make some more widespread testing. But right now, that still is not an option for us.
Okay, that's good to know.
One thing that came out today, recently the municipality had put in place some Medevac insurance reimbursement program. And right now we have two ambulatory service providers. And just to make sure that everyone is covered, the municipality is recommending that everyone get both services. With potential call outs to other communities, individuals do not have a choice on what their provider is. So we want everyone to make sure that they have both coverage in place just to protect them. So good message to have, and it just protects us, our families, and our community.
Indeed. Cody, was anything else going on today? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
You are definitely forgetting something. It is Haiku Poetry Day, and I know you, Andrew. You must have something on the horizon for this.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention it. I did remember earlier that it was National Haiku Day, or whatever it is. And I wrote a short haiku that I'm going to share with you this Friday. Coronavirus, I don't like you very much. Please just go away.
Ooh, that is very good.
Thank you. I was working hard on it all last night.
Well, I actually wrote one as well.
What?
I did. Yeah, I was kind of inspired this morning and just thinking about how lovely it was. And so here's mine. COVID-19 sucks. I am sick of being home. We must go camping.
I like it. All right. So your job for the weekend, Skagway, is to work on your own haiku for National Haiku Day. And we'll be back on Monday with more coronavirus updates. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, Cody.
You do the same, Andrew.